This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
Be careful when you pray that you pray with the right motives. How do you do that? You simply say this, Lord, would you help me to look at my motives for everything I pray for? Lord, would you help me to analyze why I'm asking for something? Not just the what, but the why. Why do I want this? What's the purpose behind it? And sometimes, I think if we're honest, we would have to agree we have prayed for things with the wrong motives. You have, and so have I. Let's bring up verse 4. You adulterous people, don't you know that friendship with the world is hatred toward God? Anyone who chooses to be a friend of the world becomes an enemy of God. What does it mean to be a friend of the world? I'll tell you what it means. You know that you are a friend of the world system when it matters more to you what the world thinks of you than what Jesus Christ thinks of you. You know you're a friend of the world system when the opinion of other people matters more to you than what the opinion of Almighty God matters to you. Does that happen all the time? And James says, you've got a choice. You've got to decide to be a friend of the world or a friend of God. And the Lord is jealous. We read in the very next verse, that, in fact, the NIV uses a word I disagree with. It uses the word envy. And God doesn't envy us. He's jealous of us. There's a difference between envy and jealousy. You're envious of something that belongs to someone else and you want it. That's envy. But you're jealous of something that belongs to you. By the way, jealousy in a marriage is normal. The problem is that when it becomes extreme and it goes to extremes. But jealousy is normal. And God never apologizes. Listen to this. Some of you have never heard this before. God never apologizes in the Old Testament or the New Testament for being jealous of his people. Never. You never hear God saying, you know, it's my problem, you're going to have to understand it, I'm just jealous of you. He says unabashedly, I am jealous of that which is mine. And I don't know about you, but if you're a Christian, God not only made you, he bought you. You are his twice, and so am I. He made you, and he bought you, and God is jealous of that which is his. Go to verse 6, if we could. That's why Scripture says, God opposes the proud, but gives his grace to the humble. You've heard me parse this before, but when it says God opposes the proud, it means God opposes me as an opponent. You go on the other side of the scrimmage line with God when you are a proud man. You're on the other side of the court with the Lord when you're a proud woman. Proud, being prideful makes me an enemy of the Lord. God opposes as an opponent the proud, but he gives his grace or his gifts to the humble. Let's bring up verses 7 through 10 because here's the cure. We've talked about the cause. Here's the cure. Submit yourselves then to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Come near to God, and he will come near to you. Humble yourselves before the Lord, and he will lift you up. Humble yourselves before the Lord, and he will lift you up. Verse 7 says to submit yourselves then to God. Two words I want to talk about in that verse, submit and resist. Submit means to subordinate. To submit to the Lord means I subordinate my will to his will. You say, doesn't everybody know that? Most people don't know that. Most of us, I'm talking about Christian people, assume sometimes that God subordinates his will to me. And he's the celestial being that I appeal to do for me and to make me happy and to give me this and to give me that. And James says, no, that's not how it works. We subordinate our will to his will. That's what it means to submit ourselves to God.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.